With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A new poll shows how Americans rate the presidential candidates on leadership qualities. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There's a little something for each campaign in the findings of the AP NORC survey. When it comes to honesty, Vice President Harris has a perceived advantage over former President Trump. However, Americans are slightly more likely to trust him on two critical issues, the economy and immigration. Roughly the same share of Americans say both Trump and Harris are strong leaders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Texas State Fair is banning firearms, drawing the ire of Republican officials.
The State Fair of Texas is an annual celebration of corn dogs, deep-fried delights, and a five-story cowboy named Big Tex. But now a decision to ban guns after a shooting on the fairgrounds last year has Texas's Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton threatening legal action. Paxton is warning that he will file a lawsuit if the ban is not rescinded. More than 70 lawmakers signed a letter this week urging the fair to reconsider the ban, but fair officials are not backing down and say they strongly believe the ban will make the fair safer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The federal government is expected to announce water cuts soon that would affect some of the 40 million people relying on the Colorado River. The cuts are expected from the Interior Department, which announces water availability for the coming year months in advance so western cities, farmers, and others can plan. Behind the scenes, more elusive plans are being hashed out. They include how the basin will share water from the diminishing river after 2026. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 242 points, the NASDAQ rose 5, the S&P 500 index advanced 20. This is SRN News. A chaplain takes on the city of Austin, Texas.
Dr. Andrew Fox led the chaplaincy program for the local fire department for nearly a decade. But after he posted an opinion on his personal blog stating that men should not be allowed to compete against women in sports, the city fired him. He's suing with help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and his case has progressed to federal court. ADF spokesman Rachel Rouleau says, quote, "Everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge says Maine is not violating the constitutional rights of religious schools by requiring them to abide by a state anti-discrimination law to receive taxpayer-funded tuition assistance. But the judge also acknowledged that a higher court will have the final say. The lawsuit's one of two in Maine focused on the collision between federal and state law. The Supreme Court already ruled Maine cannot discriminate against religious schools. This is SRN News. A senior member of the former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's political party has been arrested on charges of conspiracy to create unrest.
A video on social media shows a man allegedly speaking on the phone with former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. During the call, Ms. Hasina instructed him to continue to conduct party activities and to observe the August 15th National Day of Mourning, which commemorates the assassination of Mujibur Rahman, the man who brought independence to Bangladesh and is also the father of the former prime minister. In response, Bangladesh's interim government has canceled Thursday's public holiday.
The BBC's Samira Hussein, an employee of the Democratic National Committee, filed a complaint seeking to remove the Green Party's presidential candidate from the ballot in Wisconsin, arguing the party is ineligible. It's the latest move by the DNC to block third-party candidates. More details at SRNnews.com.